Safari Club International is urging sportsmen and women to grow the ranks on National Hunting and Fishing Day. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Safari Club International is encouraging all outdoor sportsmen and women to participate in National Hunting and Fishing Day this Saturday. Congress launched National Hunting and Fishing Day in 1971 before Richard Nixon signed the first presidential proclamation of the event in 1972 when he said, "I urge all citizens to join with outdoor sportsmen in the wise use of our natural resources and in ensuring their proper management for the benefit of future generations." Historically, the day has been used to recognize all that hunters and anglers have contributed to wildlife and conservation. Through license fees, proceeds from the Pittman-Robertson Act, and donations to conservation organizations, sportsmen and women have raised over $57 billion for conservation since 1937. National Hunting and Fishing Day now brings together hunters, anglers, and target shooters to celebrate these deeply rooted traditions through events held across the nation. But perhaps the best way to observe National Hunting and Fishing Day is to take someone hunting, fishing, or shooting for the first time. With hunter participation numbers steadily declining in recent years, introducing new people to the outdoors is more important than ever. In 2020, one of the greatest barriers to entry is a lack of mentorship. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.